folks, I believe this. As the song says, there will be an answer. God will answer. Sometimes we don't understand the answer, but let it be. Walk by faith. Understand. Whatever is best for me, that's what I want. Whatever's best for my family, that's what I want. And if I'm a child of God, I need that. Let it be. Have faith. Accept His grace. And understand, from day to day, God is in control. You believe that? Say amen. Good Lord, I have a lot of God.
Mired in the mud.
be clean, set upon foundation, on a rock that won't sink, that won't get us dirty, that won't falter, won't fall. You understand that? That's the foundation of God. That's what you want to be on, that foundation. Lord knows if you get on any other kind of foundation. Now, even if concrete cracks, it'll still hold you up. And some of our concrete gets cracked on occasions. Some of y'all's concrete is cracked, and I've seen it. But just because it cracks, gets under stress, still a lot better than the mud. So even if I'm with the Lord and I don't have a perfect life, I'd rather be with the Lord and not have a perfect life than to be with Satan and think it's perfect. Because I promise you, the rain's coming. And when the rain comes, you're either going to be on concrete or you're going to be in the dirt. And I promise you, when the rain comes, if you're in the dirt, you're going to be in the mud. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, applause the Lord and climb my ear, and I heard it. And he set me upon a rock. Now look what? He has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise and honor God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in God. Here's what I love about this. Once God has done all this for me, verse 1, verse 2, now I got a testimony. Now I got a new song. Now I got a new life. It's like, you know, I was dirty, I was filthy, I was in the mud. Jesus provided me the water, provided me the shower, cleaned me up, set me on solid foundation. And now I'm here to stand before you telling you, I've been in the mud, now I'm clean. I'm thankful today I'm clean. That's just a nice way of saying I was lost and now I'm saved. You understand that? You understand the difference? If you're lost, now that I'm saved, now I can sing a new song, which means I'm excited about it. You ought to be excited about being saved. I don't care if you've been saved for 80 years. You still ought to be excited about it. Because if you're 80 years old, you know heaven's around the corner. I'm 59. I think heaven's around the corner. I'm only 58. My wife will be home after wash her tongue. And whatever she says, I'll say you're right. Yeah. However old I am, I'm old. Alright?
Amen.
I'm still younger than most of that family, so don't start. A new song, a new praise, a new testimony. You know, we can witness that way. Sometimes we have to understand, the more trouble I get in, and the more God rescues me, the better the testimony I've got. Because I've been in the mud. I've had dirt. I've had sin in my life. I've done things against God. But he forgave me because I asked him to. He loved me because I asked him to. He's made a new person out of me because I invited him into my heart. I'm not a perfect person. But let me tell you something. I've been in the mud. You've been in the mud. Let me tell you how to get out of the mud. Like anything else, how in the world can you teach somebody how to swim if you don't know how to swim yourself? I say that all the time. You understand that? You can't do that. In order before you can tell somebody about how to be saved, you've got to be saved yourself. And when you tell them what you've been saved from, you're talking about a testimony. Everybody here has got a wonderful testimony of what God has saved you from. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Young lady told me one time, she said, well, she said, I've been a pretty good girl. She said, you know, I don't know what, really, to be honest with you, what kind of a testimony I've got. I said, well, I think that's great. I'm glad you've been a good girl. I said, why don't you just go around and say this? God saved me from hell. That's what I gotta say. You don't have to say, you know, I've lived in hell, or I've been to hell. Just say, hey, he just saved me from heaven. Because no matter how good I am, I'm not going to get to heaven without the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to give, do, be nice and smile and everything else. All that's good. You're a nice person. I think that's great. We need more nice people on the planet. But folks, if niceness got you into heaven, it'd be okay. But niceness doesn't get you in heaven. The blood of Jesus Christ is going to get you in heaven. I understand that. It's not all about me. It's all about Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Larry, here we go. Say this. Blessed is the man that maketh God his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Blessed is the man that maketh God his trust. Understand something. God loves you. You have a choice whether you're going to love him or whether you're not. If you love him, you're going to respect him. If not, you're not going to respect him. We know people who don't respect God, don't believe in God, don't have anything to do about God, just lies about everything. You make a choice. But you're not going to be blessed unless you understand. Now let me define the word blessed. Because I get this a lot. I get people that say this a lot to me. You know, see why I got friends of mine who don't know God, don't care about God. They drive a nicer car than I do. Got a bigger house than I do. Got more money than I got. Seem like everything they touch just goes wonderful. Here I am, I'm a child of God, and everything I touch goes wrong. I have trouble with it. Why is that? I get that a lot. And I understand what they're trying to say. Let me tell you what blessed means. My blessings start more when I take my last breath.
Amen.
Listen to me closely. I have to look at Jesus. Jesus didn't have too good of a life. There's a lot of people around him had a better life. But Jesus wasn't looking for a wonderful life here. Because he knew eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, of what's for those beyond this world who believe in him. That's why he died. That's why he shed his blood on the cross. That's why he resurrected the third day. That's why he ascended 40 days later. And that's why he's coming back at the sound of the trumpet. Folks, we're not guaranteed a wonderful life here. And some people do have bad lives, have horrible lives. I understand that. But folks, I would rather have a horrible life here with Jesus and take my last breath and go to the streets of gold than to think I've had gold here on earth and take my last breath and go where the fire's at for eternity. What do you want? Think about that a little bit. This is a very short time period when it comes to eternity. But I do believe this. No matter what happens, I believe that Jesus will meet everybody's needs. I do believe that. He's met my needs. He hasn't given me everything I want. And that's okay. He's not giving you everything that you want. But yet he's probably giving you a lot, giving you enough. But understand, no matter what, he will meet your need.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Look how we close it out here. Many, oh God, my God, are the wonderful works that thou hast done. Key word here is many. And thy thoughts, which are to us, they cannot be said in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be known. It's a real fancy way of saying this. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is how you and I measure time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God is thinking about you. You know that? He really is. He's thinking about you. He's thinking about your family. And he's there to do everything that he can for you that's within his will. When it says here, many, oh my God, are the wonderful works thou hast done. I have to concentrate on that. I don't concentrate on what I don't have. I concentrate on what I do have. See, that's a different kind of mindset. I can't be looking at my neighbor or looking at everybody else and say, well, look what they have or look what they don't have. What I have to do is concentrate on me. On me. On me. Okay? Because I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for Jesus. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Jesus. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for Jesus. If I got a dollar, I wouldn't have it if it wasn't for Jesus. Don't complain about the old car, because some people don't have the car at all. Don't complain about the roof over here, because we've got people who don't have a roof at all. Understand something, folks. That Jesus loves you. And whatever you got, that's what you need at the time. I would rather be in a situation where God has given me what I need than to be in a situation where I've got everything I wanted, but it really wasn't what God wanted. Because when I take my last breath, I'm not going to take nothing with me out of this world other than one thing, and that's my belief in Jesus Christ. That's the only thing I'm taking out of this world. I ain't taking my cars with me. I ain't taking my house with me. I ain't taking boats with me. I ain't taking clothes with me. I ain't taking money with me. I am not taking anything. None of that can buy my way into heaven. When I take that last breath, it's gone. But from that point on, it's going to be between the Lord and I on what two places I go. He's either going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, or welcome home, thy good and faithful servant. And that's going to be based on how I lived, how I believe, what I've done. That's what's coming down to. So understand, no matter how much you think other people may have more than you, when we all stand before God, we're all on an equal basis. There's no rich, there's no poor, there's no black, there's no white, there's no male, there's no female. It's just two groups of people. Lost and saved. That's all. You're in one or two categories. It comes down to that simple, folks. I can't make it any more simple than that. It's either you're lost or you're saved. If you're saved by God's amazing grace, one day that's going to be when my Jesus I see. And if I'm lost, Lord help me. I hope it's somewhere along the time, along the way, you wake up. I don't care if you're 10 or 110, before you take that last breath, better know the Lord. Everybody with me say amen.
Amen.
Would you stand with me? Is every head bowed and every eye closed? Father, the most precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, may you forgive every one of us of our sins today. We thank you for that. Father, it is my prayer that anyone that's watching by internet today, that they understand they need God's grace today. And God's grace is just words away from just inviting Jesus into your heart. And your life will be changed. Doesn't mean all your problems go away. It just means you know how to handle your problems. But you will feel God's amazing grace surround you for the rest of your life. If you're here today and you're part of this congregation, in a moment we're going to invite you to come. If you need a quiet time, just offer it. We're going to invite you to come. If you need me to pray with you, then I will do that. But most of all, if you're lost and need Jesus, just come and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. That's all you need to do. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions. Make sure you know the sincerity of your heart. But folks, you can be one heartbeat away from meeting God face to face. Are you ready? Are you ready? That's nobody's business but yours and God's. But I invite you today if you're not ready. Let's get it settled right now. You get this automobile, you don't know whether you're going to make it home or not. This is the day of salvation. This is the day to trust Jesus. Father, bless every decision that we make. We thank you for your grace this hour. Watch over us in Jesus' name. As every head is still bowed and every eye is still closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?